Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, as the Democrat Party and the liberal media and Hollywood and all their control freaks want you to be concerned about who controls the internet, it's all about censorship for them. What about who controls the food supply? You can't eat the internet if you're hungry. Who controls the food supply? Here's the latest from Greg Reese.
During the 1990s, Monsanto Corporation's devastating attack against farmers, their genetically modified Frankenfoods, and their neurotoxic pesticides inspired people to push government into legislating certification standards for foods. But thanks to Big Pharma, Bill Gates, and pop culture media brainwashing, Monsanto still stands strong and is ready to take complete control of your food supply with the help of the same powerful families and foundations who already control the money and the energy. Their plans to do so are comprehensively laid out in a recent report published at Cory Diggs. The indoor vertical farming industry, which is a highly innovative and efficient method, is being funded by Bill Gates and pushed by the World Economic Forum as a replacement to conventional outdoor farming. Arrow Farms is the industry leader in vertical farming, and they also co-developed the first CRISPR gene-edited produce product and worked with the NIH to produce proteins for the deadly COVID vaccines. Arrow Farms makes it clear that they are not conventional gardeners. They are all about synthetic food products, which is clearly the trend in this growing industry. Monsanto is creating specially tailored genetically cut seeds for these vertical farms. And the University of California is developing a plant-based mRNA vaccine that farms can grow in heads of lettuce, which happens to be the main crop of these new farms. These GMO farms already provide food at major outlets including Kroger, Walmart, and Whole Foods, and are massively expanding. And it's not only fresh produce that's getting genetically modified. The USDA and FDA have already approved genetic modifications on pigs, salmon, and cattle. And they have approved synthetic lab-grown meat. Bill Gates's Good Food Institute plans to reimagine meat production with $10 million of support from the USDA. But in order to make their big pharma food supply the new American model, they will need a major crisis. The 2020 lockdowns distressed the supply chain, which was further affected by U.S. sanctions against Russia. This has created a food shortage crisis. Add to that, over a dozen food processing plants have mysteriously been destroyed in the past several weeks, as well as major fertilizer plants during a major fertilizer crisis. To make matters worse, Union Pacific Railroad forces a 20% reduction in shipments from the world's largest fertilizer company. And when the people demand a solution, as it turns out, Bill Gates is heavily invested in alternative fertilizers and is also a chief stockholder of the Canadian National Railway, who claims to be helping the fertilizer market grow. Perhaps Bill Gates and Monsanto will volunteer to save everyone with their new gene-edited bacteria fertilizer. And maybe it will backfire like it did in Africa when, after 15 years of trying to help, all Gates and Monsanto accomplished was increasing starvation by 31%. But that's okay, because it's Monsanto Bayer to the rescue with their big pharma food factories with brand new mRNA vaccine lettuce. And as if this wasn't bad enough, the stated goal of this new Frankenfood industry is to make all food traceable. And that means coating it all in nanotech. Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. Who controls money can control the world. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I mean, you know how serious it is, and then you see a Gregory's report like that, and it just reminds you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, if you're just tuning in here on this Sunday, May 1st, wow, already the month of May in the year 2022. If you're just tuning in, you missed a very powerful Greg Reese report. It's a Bandai video. Big Pharma set to control entire food supply, and it's Bill Gates right in there as well. It's all the same suspects, and I didn't intend to really get into that. I do have news on that front, though. More food manufacturing plants are burning today on fire. But you see that report, and it really lays it all out beautifully, doesn't it? And anybody that has an IQ above 60 should be able to read between the lines there. How massive. It's not, see, they want to demonize the rich synthetically so that you just hate your local millionaire or billionaire down the street or whatever, that's in your city or your town. But then it's the super, super elite, the Bill Gates, that are the ones that are actually acting like monopoly men, but get praised by the mainstream media so that you don't think they're the bad guys, even though they are the super rich that you should be concerned about. Buying up all the farmland, buying up all these new industries that are innovating food and tech into one, and everything has a back door to control the individual. So it must just be a coincidence, though, right? It must just be a coincidence that you're having all the food shortages. It must just be a coincidence the fertilizer shortages. It must just be a coincidence the war in Ukraine hurting that market. It must just be a coincidence Bill Gates buying up all the farmland. It must just be a coincidence that Bill Gates, not only buying up all the farmland, is also invested in all these new and up-and-coming food technologies. It's also probably a coincidence Bill Gates invested in railroad companies, as that's the number one means of getting crops and everything across the country. It must all just be a coincidence. It must all just be a coincidence that Bill Gates also happens to be involved with viruses and vaccines and all of that. And now there was a giant pandemic that somehow he knew and predicted, and now he's saying there's going to be more. It just must all be a coincidence. I guess that's what Bill Gates would have you believe. He says, get ready for pandemic number 2. He says, we've not seen the worst of COVID. He wants to create a new pandemic response team called GERM. And so, you just really need to understand what's happening here. These are mad scientist monopoly men going for world domination. And whether you buy into the theory or the ideology that there are too many people, or people have become so fat, lazy, and decadent and stupid that they just need to just die off anyway. They're just useless eaters. This is the intellectual decision, as they see it, deeming themselves the stewards of the planet now. So whether everybody ends up starving or not, it doesn't matter. They're still going to roll out all of this and force feed it to you in the name of man-made climate change. So it'll be a situation where, yeah, the earth could go into such a period of turmoil, or not even the earth necessarily, the supply chain, civilization could go into turmoil if the supply chain is disrupted and that continues. And so, yeah, you'll need the Bill Gates GMO farming. You'll need the Monsanto GMO farming. And so they get what they want either way. You're no longer eating real food. You're eating their synthetic food. You're no longer out there active on the planet causing carbon emissions, which is not even the problem. They're going to get their monopoly power either way, over all the travel, over all the communication, over all the food, over all the medicine, everything, and the media. And that's why they're so panicked at Elon Musk buying Twitter, because he's not in their little club. And I'm sure they've tried to bring him into the club. I'm sure they've tried to get him in, and he's just not been interested. So that's what the freakout over Elon Musk is really about. And the freakout continues, by the way. And Tulsi Gabbard seems to get it more and more every day here. And then I've got this clip of CNN just freaking out. These people are just out of their minds. Senate Democrats consider calling Elon Musk to testify on Twitter by. I think they're bluffing here, but they may. And so it'll just be adding more irony to the plot here. Oh, yeah, we called Facebook and Twitter and YouTube up to testify, and they lied to our face. And it was, you know, it was kind of a wink and a nod testimony. Like, yeah, you're not really under oath, and, you know, we're all on the same side here. So, you know, just show up, and we'll go through the motions. And then they did. Okay. Oh, we're not censoring. Yep. No idea. Censoring? Huh? What? Doesn't happen. And then all the politicians nodded their head and said, oh, okay. Oh, thank you for gracing us with your presence. You think that's how they'd treat Elon Musk if they got him up there? Somehow I don't. Tulsi Gabbard gets it, though. Tulsi Gabbard says Obama is behind the Ministry of Truth. Joe Biden is just the front man. And she's right. The evidence is pouring in. On April 21st, Obama said social media censors don't go far enough. 6 days later, his puppet Joe Biden rolled out the Ministry of Truth. And I believe we've identified Obama's rat at Twitter as their lead counsel, Vijaya Gadde. I believe that that is Obama's rat, and hopefully will soon be the former Obama rat in Twitter, making $17 million a year. Twitter's $17 million per year censorship czar could get axe under Elon Musk. At least that's the belief. I believe she was Obama's rat. I believe she was running all the censorship. And I also believe she was intimidating Jack Dorsey with, let's say, potentials. She would present potentials to him. Say, oh, what if this happens? What if this happens? Then this could happen. And Dorsey, just not knowing any better and not wanting to get in any trouble, probably just went along with it. She was the lawyer he went with, probably recommended by Obama. And that's how it all went down. At least, that's my conspiracy theory. But you're not allowed to do that anymore. You're not allowed to look at the facts and evidence and contemplate and discuss these things on the air. Obama says we should have a Ministry of Truth, then Joe Biden does it. Obama meets with Dorsey and Gadde and all these people, and then they end up running Twitter and censoring all the people. Tulsi Gabbard gets it. Most of America gets it. I think Elon Musk gets it. We're catching on to you scumbags. And you know, the more and more we kind of just peel back the layers, or just we sit here watching the O'Biden administration destroying America, I think there's a new theme emerging, which is the old theme that never really went away but was just kind of dormant because of everything else going on. Barack Obama was really the worst thing to happen to this country. Barack Obama's radical, left-wing, Marxist, communist, hatred of America ideology really activated a virus in this country of hate and really activated a radical communist movement in this country, the likes of which had never been seen. And I even think Obama had his own agenda outside of the globalist, even. But they figured, hey, Obama's kind of a bad guy, too. We'll cut deals with Obama. And so that's why they ingratiated him so much to the American people. But he's running his own deal. And they just figured, hey, if Obama's going to try to destroy America, that works for us anyway, so go ahead. He implanted his ideological stay-behinds all over the White House, radical leftists. He implanted his ideological radical activists all over America, like I think G'day at Twitter. And I think it's all starting to be exposed, ladies and gentlemen. Barack Obama, a radical Marxist communist leading an underground revolution to destroy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Have more news on the censorship front that I'm going to cover here on this Sunday evening. I really want to get into the story that is the headline of today's show, though, how the Democrats had already unofficially announced that, hey, we're at war with Russia, Ukraine is the battlefront, and so we're going to have never-ending financial support for that and weapons as well. That was pretty much already determined. That's pretty much already been accepted. Now they're just officially admitting that as you're getting crushed economically, financially. So badly, in fact, at the correspondents' dinner, radical leftist, quote-unquote, comedian, I'm not sure he doesn't say many things that are funny, until the joke at the correspondents' dinner last night, Trevor Noah saying, things under Biden are looking up. Everything's looking up, Joe. Gas prices are up. Energy prices are up. Food prices are up. Huh, that's funny. And it's true. So things are so bad now, they're even allowed to joke about it. But, oh, they're all rich. They're all elite. They're all in on it. It's all a big joke to destroy America. So, ha, let's laugh about how we're crushing the economy. Let's laugh about how the American people can't afford to live anymore. Oh, yes, it's fun. It's fun. By the way, $50 billion for Ukraine. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's nice. Democrats. Sorry, Americans, you're just going to have to learn how to eat on a very steep or small budget. You're going to have to learn how to get around town without being able to afford gas, and you're going to have to figure out, you know, your wages aren't going up with the inflation. You're going to have to figure out how to heat and cool your home, too. I know it's all a disaster. Plus, you see what's going on at your public schools. They're teaching your kindergartner how to have, anal sex and oral sex, and you don't want to send them there, but you can't really afford to homeschool them or send them to a private school, so, yeah, we're gonna raise your kids for you, too. So it's all fine and good, but don't worry. As you're getting crushed, we're going to make sure Ukraine gets plenty of money. Okay? So just know that as you're starving, as you can't fill your gas tank, everything else, just know the Ukrainian war, the U.S. versus Russia in Ukraine, that's going to get plenty of financial support. And we will probably eventually come to take your guns because you're a threat to the country that we hate and we're trying to destroy. But you're a threat. So we're probably going to come and take your guns. But don't worry. We'll send those guns over to Ukraine. Yeah, and there's pencil neck Adam Schiff and Nasty Piglosi. They get to go to Ukraine for a nice little photo op is all that is. That's a beautiful little photo op. And I guess just make sure that, you know, their portion of this $50 billion is, you know, funneling to the right channels, if you know what I mean. Hey, you don't send $50 billion over there without planning on looting some of it. And you got to send your top looters like Nancy Pelosi over there, probably training Adam Schiff, showing him the ropes. It's like, hey, we just sent $50 billion to Ukraine. We got to send somebody over. There's no oversight, but we got to send somebody over there to make sure that we're getting our cut. Send Pelosi over there. She, you know, she's on her last leg. She's an expert at this. And send Schiff, too. He'll learn the ropes on how we steal money from the American people in foreign countries. So we'll keep that freak show around, and Pelosi can kind of show him the ropes. And then they go. They do the whole grandstanding. And remember, 10% for the big guy. Don't forget about 10% for the big guy now. So what's really going on in Ukraine? Well, your money is getting stolen from you. That's what's going on. You're being distracted, and you're being robbed blind. That's what's really going on. But you know what? I'll come back to that. I do want to play this clip from CNN freaking out about Elon Musk, though, because it's just all about the control. And they even brag now. I mean, call it just admitting it. They say, we need to control the internet. We need to control. He literally just keeps saying, control. So, I mean, I could sit here and I could pick this 90 seconds apart just for all the leftist insanity that you hear here. So here's CNN this weekend, still in full panic that Elon Musk is not going to allow conservatives and patriots and Republicans to be censored on Twitter. This is panic central at CNN. Here it is.
No, I think there's a bigger problem that when we focus on the personalities of people like Elon Musk and people say, oh, I think Elon's thinking this or that. There's a bigger problem here about how we are going to control the channels of communication in this country.
Control.
In 1927, we had the Radio Act. 1934, the Communications Act.
More government.
Congress stepped in.
Bigger government.
Room. FCC wasn't.
Government stepping in your life.
Regulating the broadcast industry.
Oh, FCC. Can I pause this? I love this angle right here. Oh, the FCC. The FCC. You understand. This was actually a problem years ago. They backed off. We would air drag queen story time footage, which is for kids. They do it at libraries. They do it at schools. They do it in churches now, too.
Yeah.
I went to a drag queen story time at a church. Yeah. That footage is all banned off the internet, though, so I guess it doesn't exist. I would show... Well, it happened on the Alex Jones Show, syndicated on all the radio stations, picked up on satellite TV stations. Some may have even dropped after this. We would show you the literature that they're showing kids in grade school and kindergarten, depicting oral sex, anal sex. It's all in this literature. Now they brag about how, oh, you've banned these books. We're going to make sure your kids get it anyway. And we would show the drag queen story time with full bearded men in little stripper fairy tutus, bouncing little boys and girls up and down on their erections and on their male members while they have thongs on and banana hammocks. And we would show that, and then local radio stations or satellite TV stations or others would pick us up, and they'd get complaints from the FCC. Oh, I'm not allowed to show this on TV, but they're allowed to show it to kids in kindergarten without their parents even present or knowing about it. Gotcha. And when you understand that psychology, you understand everything. Yeah, we know what we're doing to the kids is bad, but we're doing it for a good reason. Let's continue here on the freak out with CNN before we go to break.
What amounts to our airwaves or our internet waves to Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. And we are in so much trouble.
Oh, we're in trouble.
Those guys believe in making money. We've already seen that with the...
Oh, my gosh, they believe in making money? Stop it, guys, stop it, stop it now. Pause it, stop it. Oh, my gosh, they believe in making money. Wow, I mean, here's this guy on CNN. We need more control. Control, control. Bigger government, more government involved in your life. And oh my God, these people like making money. As if CNN doesn't have hundreds of millions of dollars, as if this guy's probably not making at least six figures a year. Continue.
And say, oh, I think it's crazy to think they had any influence on this election. Musk is the same. Musk doesn't want it. Oh, you know, he's upset with the
FCC. As they use the internet to influence elections.
They question him. You know what I'm saying? This is dangerous. We can't think anymore in this country. We don't have people. No, I'm serious. We don't have people.
Oh, we're not allowed to think?
Who can make.
All right, there we go. Take it out. Oh, we're not allowed to think? Oh, who's stopping us from thinking? I mean, these people are lost in a world that doesn't exist. We're witnessing mass psychotic behavior here. Mass mental illness, mass psychotic behavior. American politics is just wild.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, we really don't take victory laps around here because we're just too busy trying to get all the information out that we cover here. And just it's all about getting the info out, keeping the American people informed, but we really had a major victory on the money bomb. This audience really came through with our money bomb just over a week ago. And so we really want to thank the audience, salute the audience. It was really huge. What a smashing success it was. And now we've been able to fund ourselves definitely into the future, get some new product to sell as well, and get some bills paid. So really just big, big hip hip hooray for the audience. Seriously, incredible job. The money bomb was a huge smashing success. We can't thank you enough. And now, we do have an announcement. This is actually going to be happening tomorrow, but I'm just going to go ahead and let you know now.
because that's just what I feel like doing. The MyPillow Buy One, Get One Extravaganza. This starts tomorrow. And with coupon code, promo code, Alex, pretty much the entire site-wide is going to be buy one, get one. But let me just do that as kind of a deep tease, and you can figure out everything that's going on with that tomorrow. But I was just given this. And so huge sale there with coupon code Alex at MyPillow. So all the great pillows and sheets and blankets and towels and everything they got there and slippers. Going to be a big sale with coupon code Alex there tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. Not to mention, we do have supplements back in stock that have been sold out, like Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. It's back in stock. It's 25% off. Not to mention all the other great supplements that are on sale there as well. The t-shirts and the hats are selling out quick, folks. They're all limited edition now. They're all at cost, and they are selling out quick at InfoWarsStore.com. So if there's been a t-shirt you've been thinking about getting, get it before it's gone, because it will be. It will be. Most are actually gone. In fact, with a lot of the t-shirts, if you try to get it in a medium, a large, or an extra large, it's gone. And that's kind of the trend right now. So that's all happening at InfoWarsStore.com. And as you know, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. So, you know, this country is really in a bad place right now. There's a lot of good things happening. The Great Awakening is definitely ongoing. But when you see what's happening with the criminal activity in Ukraine and that we put up with this, it's really sad, actually. It's really quite sad. In fact, every Saturday here in Austin, there's a group that goes out to the Capitol and does an I Stand with Ukraine protest or rally. And, you know, I'm just trying to go have breakfast, and it's Saturday, and I just don't want to deal with it. So it's like, do I get out and do I try to talk to these people? And I mean, I can get the normal content I want, just showing how most of these people that go out and do these rallies and protests have no clue what it is they're talking about. But with the Ukraine people, they fall for a different level of propaganda. And I wonder who it is. Is it conservatives? Is it liberals? Is it who's out here every Saturday really standing with Ukraine? And I just say, hey, you know, $50 billion for Ukraine. You think that's a good idea? Oh, yeah, absolutely. But really, have you been down the street here? Not even a mile from here, you can find about 50 to 100 homeless people, many of them looking starving and decrepit, probably abusing drugs. You think that we maybe need some help here? What about all the illegal immigrants that come in here that we have to pay for, too, that cost us hundreds of billions of dollars? You think that costs us a little bit as well? What about all your bills going up? Huh? You like that? Your bills going up on every aspect? You like that, huh? Consumer price index? $50 billion for Ukraine, though. That's a good thing. Okay. All right. Do you know where that formula goes? Do you know that where that equation ends? Huh? You get that? No, you don't, do you? Or you wouldn't be out there. But no, they're out there every Saturday. And so there was also an anti-vaccine mandate protest going on out there, too. So it's just the Austin, Texas Capitol, beautiful Saturday. So I guess people want to get out there. But the Stand with Ukraine people out there every Saturday. Pelosi in surprise trip to Kiev vows unbending U.S. support. Unbending. So what does that mean? You'll never stop sending billions of dollars to Ukraine for probably the next 10 years. And the proxy war, which is, it really is, we're used to proxy wars with just kind of like CIA front groups masquerading as moderate rebels or whatever else, ISIS, ISIL, it's all this other bogus crap. They were in Chechnya, and it's been Saddam Hussein. It's all the same story. So now the new proxy war is just Ukraine. Ukraine is now a proxy of the corrupt Western regime. Ukraine is now a proxy of the globalists. So it's not like moderate rebel groups that occupy parts of Afghanistan or Iraq or Ukraine or Russia. No, now it's just an entire proxy country that they launder money and weapons through and then use for geopolitical purposes in that region. Incredible advancement of corruption. And they don't even hide it. They don't even hide it. By the way, who do you think paid for Pelosi and Adam Schiff's and the Democrats' trip to Ukraine? There's about 10 Democrats that went over there. Who do you think paid for that? You think they paid for that, or you think you did? Yeah, stand with Ukraine. How much carbon do you think was emitted? How much carbon do you think was emitted to travel 10 Democrats to Ukraine for a photo op and to just make sure their big giant money theft is going well? How much carbon do you think was emitted for that, huh? Well, I didn't think about that. How many days did that cost us on this planet? I think Nancy Pelosi's trip to Ukraine with 10 Democrats probably cost us, what, 2-3 days? I mean, that's a whole airplane flying over there. So, I mean, now the Earth is going to end 2 to 3 days sooner because of 10 Democrats flying to Ukraine to make sure their money laundering operation is going well. Are you okay with that, liberals? Are you okay with that, Democrats? That Nancy Pelosi just put the expiration date of the planet 3 days closer? Man, that's brutal stuff. Angelina Jolie can't get enough of herself. Angelina Jolie visits Ukraine with no body armor to sign autographs. Wow. So brave. So brave. Pentagon spokesman chokes up while talking about Ukraine. Oh, he's crying now. He's crying. What about the couple of police officers that got ambushed and murdered this weekend? Nah, not interested in that. What about the Border Patrol officers that drowned trying to stop drug dealers from drowning, actually, and save their lives, but then they died? What about them? Any tears for them? No. No. And, you know, we really don't even talk about that. Bishop was the young man's name, 22 years old, jumps in to stop illegal immigrants from drowning, ends up drowning himself. They end up being drug dealers. And this gets asked to Jen Psaki. Like, hey, you know, you guys kind of owe Border Patrol a big apology, don't you? You lied about the whips, and now you're just ignoring this guy that gave his life, Bishop Evans. You're just going to ignore him? You're just not even going to make a big deal? And Psaki's just up there like, oh, we don't comment on Border Patrol stuff. If you want to talk about that, go to DHS. You want to talk about that, go to Border Patrol. Oh, really? Because you wanted to talk all about it when you were lying about Border Patrol agents using whips. Then you couldn't stop talking about it. Then it was all you wanted to talk about. But when Bishop Evans gives his life trying to stop people from drowning that end up being drug dealers because of your open border policy, then you don't want to talk about it. I see. I see how it is. You're just corrupt scumbag liars. Ah. Thank you for clarifying. The Democrats apparently have lost Noam Chomsky. I think that happened a while ago. Old radical praises President Trump for seeking diplomatic resolution in Ukraine. And they do these television interviews. Look, Democrats, liberals, leftist folks, we all know they're not smart people. They do these TV interviews and they get asked, like, hey, you know, how come Putin goes into Ukraine when Democrats are in the White House? How come Putin goes into Ukraine when Biden's in the White House? How come they didn't go in when Trump was in there? And they said, well, because Trump was giving diplomatic situations. Trump was trying to reach peace deals. Trump kept peace there. And you're like, isn't that what we want? It's like, no, they don't. They want their nice little piggy bank of Ukraine that just got $50 billion more in it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the Info War. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Dinner was just another display of left-wing arrogance and lies. Fauci says, oh, I'm not going to attend the correspondence dinner. It's just too risky with COVID going around. Oh, really? Because then he went to all the post-parties without a mask on. Just what a total scumbag he is. All the attendees of the correspondence dinner did not have to wear a mask, but the help did. The peasants, you know, because that's how they view it. And they like it that way. They like seeing the little peasants running around in their masks. That makes them feel good about themselves, that they get to dominate you, that they get to subjugate you. Can you imagine being treated like that? Really, what a sad thing it is. But that's what you get in Washington, D.C. with our politicians. By the way, you know, Emmanuel Macron, this guy really, he just won the election, didn't he? Boy, oh boy, he really must have won the election. Guys, just give me the B-roll of clip 15 here. Since Macron has won his re-election in France, protests have not stopped. They've not stopped. Even the left-wingers are protesting Macron. And so now farmers, again, this is the first time they've done this in protest of Macron. They did it a few years ago. Now they're back at it. They're dumping entire loads of manure in Pau, France, loads of manure being dropped off, and some even being lit on fire, and a lot of garbage as well. And so this is just the continued protest of Macron in France. It's been going on for years. But he won re-election, folks. Even the left protests Macron. The right and the left protest Macron, but he won his election, I'm sure, even though we had the same signs of election irregularities
that we saw here in 2020 with Macron losing, numbers being switched, middle of the night, numbers changing. Oh, yes, but pay attention. Pay no attention to this. No, no. No, no, just the world being conquered. And that's really what it is. The international super elites, they can operate and communicate completely off the map, completely off the radar. They're running schemes and operations and programs that governments can't even keep their eyes on, or that they've already bought and paid for the governments that would to begin with. And, of course, it's always Bill Gates there. He's always the one. Bill Gates wants a COVID-19 or a pandemic, full-time pandemic emergency response team, calling it GERM. Yes, Bill Gates, please continue to just put yourselves in our way. And he also says, Bill Gates, we've not seen the worst of COVID. Oh, really? What do you know, Bill? Bill Gates says this is just pandemic one. What is it, like year one now? We're just resetting the calendar now under Bill Gates? Pandemic. So it's not when the sun rises or sets or months. It's just, oh, when Bill Gates says there's a pandemic. All right, you're in pandemic one. All right, pandemic one's over. You're in pandemic two. Is that the new timetable now? What day and number are we in of pandemic one, Bill? I don't know. What number of day are we on of 2 weeks to slow the spread? CDC quietly published new rules for quarantine and isolation on last day of Obama's presidency. Boy, what does that make you think? What does that make you wonder? I'll tell you what it makes me think and wonder. They planned that pandemic as soon as they learned Trump won the election. They started planning that pandemic, and they knew they were going to use it to get him out of office, to steal a bunch of money, and to make up the ground of power grab that they lost when they didn't get their corrupt puppet Hillary Clinton in there. And so here's what I've learned from my 32 very short years on this planet, I feel, but things are starting to get a little more clear to me. The same people have been running the same operations for certainly centuries, maybe even longer than that. And they've got bloodlines, and they've got ancient texts and schematics, and they know how to do all of it. And they just did it again with this pandemic, and I believe they've done it before. I think they did the same thing with the Spanish flu pandemic. It's harder to go back in time, considering, I mean, we see what gets written as history today, and we know it's a lie. Imagine when we didn't have all the alternative media and the age of information going on. Imagine all the history that is just a total lie that gets written in the textbooks that we can't even comprehend. But boy, oh boy, I bet you start digging into the old Spanish flu pandemic and looking at about all that stuff. Yeah, there was a lot of chicanery that probably went down then, too. And by the way, people have, and they found a lot of it, including the elites never wearing masks while everyone else did. Oh, now they're doing the same thing as a photo op. It's all just them marking their territory like a dog pissing on a tree, except the globalists do it in time and space as a continuum. It's like, here we are in 1920, teaching the peasants to wear a mask while we don't. Here we are in 2020 teaching the peasants to wear a mask and we don't. See? We really run this planet. So, yeah. You think that the Obama administration writing all the new rules for quarantine and isolation right before he leaves office, you think that's just a coincidence, folks? And then that was in a major factor of getting Trump out of office, the guy he illegally spied on, Obama, that is? Yeah, you think that's a coincidence, huh? Yeah. Pfizer announces Paxlovid is not effective at preventing COVID-19 infection after Biden purchases 20 million doses. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. So we've spent billions on vaccines that don't work, and now we've just spent more millions on a drug that doesn't work. The masks that don't work, the ventilators that don't work. Trump got duped into that too. The vaccines that don't work, Trump gets duped into that. Now the Paxlovid that doesn't work, Biden gets duped into that. It's just pathetic, man. It's just pathetic that we're enduring all of this. Victor Davis Hanson says the Democrats are now the party of the elite and super rich. You know, you may be able to say that now, but that can come, that can change. I think it's more important to sit back and actually, and I kind of did this on the War Room last week when Elon Musk talked about the far left and the far right. Well, what is the far left? What is the far right? What does that even mean anymore? What does it mean to be a Democrat? What do Democrats value? What are the major issues for Democrats? What is on their playbook? It's one thing to go off what they say, but what are they actually doing? Democrats are the party of censorship. They want to censor free speech. Democrats are the party of infringing on your Second Amendment. They want to limit your rights to firearms and your right to protect yourself. Democrats are the party of war. There was no expansion of war when Trump was in office. Democrats have gotten in. The war in Ukraine is now raging, and they're about to cut another $30 billion check to that proxy war that I'm sure they're going to line their own pockets with. The Democrats are the party of death. They like killing babies. Yeah. And they are, and of course, now the establishment party. All the mainstream media leans liberal Democrat. Hollywood leans liberal Democrat. And if you try to exist in those arenas and you're not a liberal Democrat, well, then you don't exist in those arenas, do you? Democrats are the party of open borders and invasions. Democrats are the party of crime. Every major city Democrats run has already been worn down with crime and poverty, but now it's just getting worse and worse by the day. I mean, that's good little, is that your good little Democrat Party starter pack right there? Abort babies, high crime, open borders and invasion, medical tyranny, war, censorship. That's your Democrat Party starter pack. Does that sound good? Does that sound fun? Does that sound American? Does that sound like freedom? Does that sound like winning? Does that sound like something you would want, you would sign on to? Who would really sign on to that? Who would really be about that? No one. That's why they lie about who they are. That's why they have to censorship the people that tell the truth about who they are. That's why they have to censor the information that shows who they really are, like Hunter Biden's laptop and Ashley Biden's diary. So you see, that's what it is, folks. Who knows what stuff, what sort of skeletons are in these people's closets? We've seen Hunter Biden. We've seen it. We've got a glimpse of that. I'm sure he's not the only one. I'm sure he's not the only person, the Bidens, that have somebody like that in their family. So you see why they're really panicked about internet censorship, folks. It's not just about politics, even though that's the main thrust. They know that there's all kinds of dirt and skeletons in their closet that they don't want out there, like Hunter Biden's laptop. Because that just exposes what scumbags our politicians and our career political families really are. The Hunter Biden laptop.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.